Spring Awakening is a musical based on a 19th century play by Frank Wedekind that called for more sympathetic and intellectual understanding between parents and teenagers. Duncan Sheik and Steven Sader's adaptation is described as a rock musical, and although it has percussive moments in the hands of musical director Ray Fellman and the cast, the emphasis of Spring Awakening is on a moody lyricism. The show opens as the vulnerable Mattie Shea Baldwin, playing Vendla, wanders into Dan Tracy's raked thrust stage with its backdrop of tall, graceful, transparent glass trees. From her brief hands-to-the-chest move, we're to understand that Vendla's sad love song, Mother Who Bore Me, expresses her anger about her confusion about the physical changes of puberty. The six shorts and jackets-clad male members of the tiny village are percussively pissed about school, about restrictions, and about the pressures of puberty. For their opener, choreographer Lisa Gennaro has the boys, led by the energetic Luke Dennison as Melchior, use their classroom chairs, they're almost all the props for the show, to create quite a racket and to work as a variety of platforms for some serious gymnastics. The more variedly costumed girls also get into the act with a dance of frustration. It's just as jagged but less mechanically organized and apparently a bit more creative than that of the boys. The boys' ignorant frustrations are worked out in an arts-based creative fashion with comic but determined pantomime. The sturdy Colin Schreier as Otto works out his frustrations to the excitement of Othello's musings on the attractions of Desdemona. The more dexterous Nick Porcararo is a bit more direct with a fantasy involving his piano teacher. Things darken substantially as Brooke Wood, Martha, tells the girls that her father abuses her, and the cast joins for the song The Dark I Know Well. Melchior gives in to Vendla's desire to know how it would feel to be beaten, and the mix of passion, guilt, and teen juices leads to a mostly clothed intercourse in the center of the stage. The rest of the stage is filled by the entire cast as they sing I Believe as the lights go down, ending the first act. Ironically, it's a song that has a bit of a revival meeting feel. Act 1 of Spring Awakening is all about setting things up. Act 2 is all about consequences and developments. Melchior's friend Moritz, the personable Nat Zegri, bowing to the pressures of adolescent development and a stiff curriculum, is flunked out of school. Abandoned by his parents, despite the encouragement of rebel and childhood friend Ilsa, the sympathetic Lexi Lissaris, he kills himself. Melchior is discovered to have written an essay, complete with drawings, to explain sex to Moritz. He's blamed in his death. Melchior recognizes that he's going down for it and leads one of the clearest songs of the show. The chorus is blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, in one of the most erotic scenes of Spring Awakening, Zach Stewart, as the pragmatic Hanschen, introduces the delicate Ernst, Marcus McLean, to the possibilities of the words of their bodies. While Melchior is in reform school, Vendla has a botched abortion and dies. Melchior returns for a reunion to the churchyard, only to find her new grave next to Moritz's. After a sad trio with the two ghosts, Ilsa leads the ensemble in a vaguely optimistic song about the inevitable coming of summer. Throughout the show, Chloe Williamson and Evan Mayer play all the adult characters with a nice feel for similarities and differences. George Pinney directs the tight production. Fine acting, excellent singing, and spirited dancing are a testament to the IUBFA musical theater program. Creative lighting is by Lee Burks. Sound design by Andrew Hobson and Dan Canton was quite effective during the second act. Later performances should benefit. Spring Awakening at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center continues with 7:30 performances November 6th through the 9th. And Saturday the 10th, performances are at 2 and 7:30. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.